Okay, first, to understand just how dramatically renewable energy is changing the grid, here's how the grid has worked for the past 100 years. It was sort of like the world of television in the 1950s, when there were only a handful of channels.
Tonight, from the Ed Sullivan Theater on Broadway.
Back then, all the programming was coming top-down from a few broadcasters. Well, that's how the electric grid has worked. Grid operators scheduled when to turn on several large power plants to send energy down wires into homes. But now the grid looks more like the internet. Use is unpredictable, sporadic, with big spikes, and anyone, seriously, almost anyone, can upload their own content.
Oh my gosh, it is a double rainbow. I cannot believe it.
And the grid's turning into that. Homeowners can put up solar panels and then send that energy back onto the grid from all over. And it just wasn't built for that. For an example, let's go someplace sunnier than New England, a place where there were all kinds of financial incentives for renewable energy.
So solar panels popped up all over Hawaii. And that idea of power flowing the wrong way, that happened. And it caused fuses to break and blackouts to happen in Hawaii. The system was just stressed very, very quickly.
That's Masal Masalki, an electrical engineer at the University of Vermont. And he says it's not just the backwards flow that's challenging, but wind and solar are sporadic and unpredictable. They can't just be turned on and off whenever we need power. But his startup is trying to flip the paradigm. Here's Almasalki's colleague and co-founder, Paul Hines.
The big idea is that when there's energy available, you should use it. And when there's not energy available, you should not use it. Should wait until a better time. And so that's the big idea that we're trying to solve.
On its face, it's a simple concept. Almasalki, Hines, and two other co-workers are developing software that would allow common home appliances to effectively store these sporadic bursts of energy that come from wind and solar. But all without the homeowner noticing any difference. Everything would still work when you flip on the switch. They're starting by programming that big tank in your basement, the ubiquitous water heater.
Basically, kind of using this as a virtual battery. So it's like taking all these water heaters and turning them into batteries that can store the electricity, store surplus electricity from the grid.
Right now, water heaters turn on and off at pre-programmed times to stay warm. And of course, it turns on after you take a shower to heat back up the tank. But what if your home devices were smart? What if your water heater could respond to a signal from the grid and turn on just to absorb some extra energy because all of a sudden it got sunny and solar power surged? Then, later in the day, during peak electricity use time, it wouldn't need to turn on. It would still be hot.
We're basically designing a new system that would be much more flexible than the current approach, whereas instead your water heater is in charge of its own heating. It's just checking with the grid to see whether it's a good time to run or not.
You might be thinking, okay, big whoop, a smart grid could change when my water heater turns on. Who cares? The thing is, when your water heater is heating up, it typically uses 3 times as much energy as your whole house. That's a lot. What if we could ensure that it mostly ran during times with high solar energy or wind? Andrew Giroux is an engineer with the startup, and he's working on just that. Here in their makeshift lab, a small windowless basement office, he's currently programming a much tinier version of your home water heater.
So right here we've got a shelf, 8-foot-long shelf, with all these fluorescent green electric tea kettles all powered off of a single outlet.
Giroux is rigging up tea kettles to test the complex software algorithms where your water heater can request energy from the grid, and the grid can tell your water heater, use this energy now.
If you plug one tea kettle into your outlet, you're good. If you plug 2 tea kettles in, you will trip the breaker. And we're working to make it so that all 10 can get the electricity that they need without tripping the breaker.
And it's getting hot and steamy in this tiny room, which means it's working. For the most part, there are still some bugs to be worked out. The University of Vermont professors received a competitive grant from the Department of Energy to study all this. And in a year or so, they're hoping to be ready to work with the utility Green Mountain Power to actually retrofit some water heaters in people's homes and test the software in the real world. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.